Welcome to episode 154 of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. My name is Brian Lofermento, and in today's episode, we're going to talk about how to stop playing the very worst entrepreneurial game in the world, which is starting and stopping and starting and stopping and putting a ton of work in and not getting any results. Hopefully today's episode is going to break that cycle for you. I'm excited for this one. Let's dive in. Now, before we really dive into the meat of today's episode, I just want to give a shout out to all the listeners of this podcast throughout the world. I mean, here we are 154 episodes in, and it's so cool seeing that we've got listeners from all across the world, especially heading into 2018. Our download numbers have blown up. We've got listeners who are at all different stages in their business, entrepreneurs who haven't even ever made a single dollar as an entrepreneur, to entrepreneurs who are looking to consistently make $10,000 a month. So welcome to each and every single one of you. I'm so appreciative that you take the time to listen to this podcast through your headphones, through your car speakers, through your computer, wherever it is that you listen. Welcome. I hope you're excited for another year of incredible content. I've got some amazing guests coming on the show over the next few months and some really incredible content lined up for you. And over the course of 2018, there's going to be way more giveaways, way more content, way more training material that will actually get you on the road to making $10,000 a month as an entrepreneur. So with that said, if you haven't taken the time, the one thing that does help the show the most is if you hop on iTunes and you leave a rating and a review, that means the world to me. It really helps the show get into the hands of more and more people. It pings Apple's algorithm and it gets the podcast in front of even more people. So that helps out a ton. So if you haven't done so yet, just hop on over to iTunes, search for the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast, leave a rating and review, and I would be so appreciative of that. Seriously, it'd mean the world to me. Now, today's episode was sparked by quite a few things, and one of which is this video that I saw on Facebook, which is going viral. So I saw this video a couple weeks ago, right before the new year, and basically it was a video of this little Asian girl. I think she was in her teenage years, and so I say little in the fact that she was very diminutive. I mean, she was scrawny, she wasn't tough looking or anything, but she was getting bullied at school. So what she vowed to do was 100 push-ups a day for a year. 100 push-ups a day for a year. That's it. I mean, 100 push-ups takes a couple of minutes. So she wasn't doing some crazy gym exercise. She wasn't doing some crazy nutrition plan. She literally said, I'm going to do 100 push-ups a day for a year. That's it. It's so crazy because it's something that sounds so simple, and I could do that, and you could do that. But guess what? Neither of us are doing that, I'm willing to bet. Neither of us are putting in 100 push-ups a day. Now, the cool thing, the reason why this video went viral on Facebook is because she took a video of it every single day. She just put her cell phone in front of her, hit record, and you could see on day one, she is struggling. I didn't think she'd ever get to 100 push-ups. Now, obviously, the thing is in fast forward, so you don't watch her do 36,000 push-ups. But fast forward throughout the year, and she labels the day on each video, and she starts getting good, and her arms start getting defined, and she starts getting results. And by the end of the year, she has the results that she wanted. And so I've said it on this podcast a million times before, but wherever you focus your energies, that's where you're going to get results. If you focus your energies on getting six-pack abs, and you wake up every single day and you say, today I'm going to work on getting six-pack abs, you'll have those. That's where you'll get those results. Now, if you're focusing on that and you think all day long, if you focus on your nutrition and getting six-pack abs and you think your business is going to take off, not necessarily. You have to focus your energies on your business. It's kind of like that quote just came into mind. So I don't know if I'm going to butcher this quote or not, but the quote is something along the lines of, the grass is greener where you water it. So a lot of people say the grass is greener on the other side. No, the grass is greener wherever you water it. So if you're watering your business, if you're watering your relationships, if you're watering your friendships, if you're watering your travel plans, whatever you water, wherever you focus your energies, that's where you're going to get results. And so that viral video really showed me the power of it, because I was sitting there thinking to myself, wow, she got some serious results. She looks toned and defined, and she did it in less than a year. And so what really hit me, and I talk about this with other entrepreneurs and entrepreneurial students of mine, is if you go to the gym once every 3 months, you are literally accomplishing nothing. If you go to the gym once every 3 months, you will not get results. And so that's the common thing that I see with newer entrepreneurs, is they work on their business. Because let's face it, newer entrepreneurs, you have a 9-to-5. You've got other obligations. Some of you have families and kids, and you have to drive them to soccer practice. And maybe even if you don't, you've got friendships that you're fostering, or you go to the gym. We all have life obligations. We all have responsibilities. So when you're a newer entrepreneur, if you work on your business once every 3 months, you're not going to get results. I mean, picture me. Picture me going to the gym today. So it's January 10th, 2017. If I go to the gym today, and then the next time I go to the gym is March 10th, I didn't accomplish anything. I'm starting from scratch. I might as well have not gone on January 10th. Because if I'm starting on March 10th, all that work that I did on January 10th is gone. If that's the last time that I showed up at the gym. So it's all about the things that you do daily. Now, one quote that I love, obviously today's episode is all about persistence. One quote that I absolutely love is, success is not the absence of failure, it's the persistence through failure. So trust me, I've been there. I'm by no means a perfect person, nor will I ever pretend that I am. I've signed up for a gym before. Probably in 2016 was the first time I ever signed up for a gym. Fortunately, still in my 20s, so I'm running around all the time outside, playing soccer, playing tennis, playing frisbee. But I did sign up for a gym in 2016. And you know what? I went so rarely. And it's because when I showed up at the gym, I didn't like it. Quite frankly, it sucked. I don't like going to the gym. I would do these machines, and yeah, I'd feel great in the moment, but I really didn't enjoy it. And the next day I'd wake up all sore. And so I said to myself, this really isn't fun, and I wouldn't go back. So that's why I didn't have success in the gym. Success is not the absence of failure. Whenever you do anything, particularly at the beginning, you will fail. But success is the persistence through failure. And so that Asian girl whose video went viral on Facebook for doing 100 push-ups a day for a year, she was terrible up front. She was horrible at doing push-ups, but she persisted. Whereas you and I, if we did 100 push-ups today, I'm willing to bet you won't do it again tomorrow. And even if you do, I'm willing to bet you won't do it 7 days from now. And if you do, I'm willing to bet you won't still be doing it 30 days from now, or 3 months from now, or 5 months from now. It's the daily stuff that is the most difficult. That's where success lies. You don't have to be the smartest person or the best person at what you do. Because quite frankly, the truth is, most other people are going to quit. Do you think my podcast is the best business podcast in the world? No way. Not a chance. I can absolutely guarantee you that. But probably someone on this planet is capable of launching the best business podcast of all time, but they are not taking action. And so here you are, listening to me, listening to my voice, listening to my podcast instead of theirs. And that's only happening for one reason, and that's because I've persisted. Podcasting didn't come easy to me. I had no clue what I was doing. Go all the way back to episode one, and I should actually do that sometime too. I'm sure it's a good laugh. I'm sure that if you listen to it, you'll be like, holy cow, Brian's style has gotten more fluid, his comfort has gotten stronger. Everything has improved. I wasn't born a podcaster. If I started this podcast when I was 22, I can't even imagine what it would have sounded like. Probably would have been a lot of ums and pauses to think about what I want to say. I wouldn't have had my message as refined. I wouldn't have been able to serve you and understand you as well as I do now. So it's all about that persistence. I'm going to say it again. Success is not the absence of failure. It's the persistence through failure. And so I'm using this Asian girl who went viral on Facebook a couple weeks ago. I'm using her as an example today to remind you that going to the gym once every 3 months will never get you results. And translate that into your business or extrapolate it into your business. If you are working on your business once every 3 months, it's no wonder why you're not getting results. Because you're going up against people like me who show up every single day. And granted, it's easy to point your finger at me and say, well, yeah, Brian, but you're full time, you've got clients, you've got students, you've got a book, you've got a podcast, you've got all these things. Here's the reality that you need to understand, is I didn't. I was exactly where you are. Every single entrepreneur started exactly where you are. And the only thing that gets them to where they are today is the decisions that they make or the decisions that they made every single day. This is my invitation to you. Wake up every single day and ask yourself, where am I going to focus my energies today? And I'm not questioning your work ethic. A lot of people say a lot of negative things about newer entrepreneurs. They don't want it bad enough. They watch too much TV. They do this, they do that. The reality is, I know that you're hungry. You're putting the time in. You're listening to podcasts. You're reading things online. You're clicking Facebook ads to try to learn more when you see people teaching you about how to grow your business. It's not for lack of want. It's for lack of persistence. When I meet newer entrepreneurs and they ask me, hey, Brian, what's your best tip for growing a six-figure business? I ask them, how badly do you want it? And a lot of times they say, I want it so bad, Brian. And I ask, what have you done every day over the past 3 months? And almost every single time, I'm still waiting for the day that someone has a different answer. They say, oh, well, I pick it up here and there. I try. I do it whenever I get a chance. Time doesn't make itself. Time only does one thing. Time passes. That's it. Time passes. Whether you make a conscious decision today or not about what you're going to do to grow your business, that time will pass. And so it's on you. If you're serious about growing a business, it's on you to sit back and say, where and when will I make the time? How am I going to make the time to work on my business? How am I going to make the time to change my life? Because that's what it does. I'm so thankful when I look back at the decisions that I made in my early 20s. I started my first business when I was 19. I'm so glad that that's where I focused my energies because I wouldn't be where I am today had I not done that. Now, if I started it and then stopped it and picked up a year later, I would have been starting from scratch again. Instead, I persisted. I did a speech at my old high school last month in December to close out 2017. And I told them, I showed them a lot of numbers from my first ever business. And I said to them, how much money do you think I made in my first 6 months of running my business? And I love their excitement. A lot of them raised their hand and they were like, $10,000, $100,000, you know, $5,000. They were so excited about guessing how much money I made in my first 6 months. The real answer is, I made $200 in my first 6 months. Any sane person would have quit. And chances are, all the other people did quit. I'm willing to bet, and I can tell you this for an absolute fact, I didn't have the best soccer website in the world. My blog was not the best soccer blog in the world. But mine was the only one that persisted at that time. That's the reason why I came out the other side as the victor. And so that is a decision that you get to make today and every single day. Success is not the absence of failure, it's the persistence through failure. So you get to decide today and every single day, what are you going to do to change your life? And I'm not sitting here today saying you have to work on your business every single day, but what I am sitting here today saying is make sure when you wake up, you ask yourself, what results do I want out of life? Do I want to grow a successful business? Do I want to be healthier? Do I want to be happier? Do I want to have stronger friendships? Do I want better relationships? Whatever it is, that's where you need to invest your time. So I know this was a hot and heavy episode for our Motivation and Mindset Monday, but I'm excited because this Wednesday, we're jumping back into our Strategy Wednesday episodes. I'm going to talk to you about the actual strategies, the actual business how-tos that you can start using to growing your business to six figures. So get excited. That's it for today's episode. If you haven't done so already, hop on over to iTunes, leave a rating and review for the show. It really helps the show get into the ears of more listeners. So if you haven't done that, do that, or shoot me an email at hello@imetbrian.com. I always love hearing from podcast listeners. Shout out to all of you who have emailed me over the course of December and November. I will be getting back to you all. Let's see who's in my inbox right now. I know that there's a bunch that I haven't listened to. Laura Nelson, you're the first one that came up in my inbox. So shout out to Laura Nelson. Thanks for listening. Every single one of you will be getting a response from me over the coming weeks as I'm back here in California, settling back into life in 2018. So make it a great day, and I'll see you again this Wednesday.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento. For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book, visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.